undocumented workers at Trump's country club in Westchester, New York, said they were told to work for free. That's according to new reporting out from the Washington Post, which says some undocumented workers employed by the Trump National Golf Club Westchester in Briarcliff Manor, New York, were frequently told to clock out and then keep working. Now, New York's attorney general has opened an inquiry into the allegations, interviewing dozens of former employees. David Farenthold is a Washington Post reporter covering President Trump's businesses and conflicts of interest. He broke the story yesterday. And David, thanks so much for being on The Takeaway to talk about it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So give us some of the details. What exactly is being, I mean, the details in your story were just tremendous, that these folks are working hours and being unpaid. How did they even get there?
One of the things that surprises people is the Trump Organization's golf clubs, many of them had undocumented workers working there for years. These folks had immigrated largely from Mexico. They'd gone to Queens in New York. They'd bought fake documents. And they'd wound up at the Trump Golf Club a little bit north of New York City, in part because they heard it was a place you could get hired with fake documents. They got hired, some of them, you know, 10 or more years ago. And as you said, what happened was they were told, okay, look, we need to cut down on overtime costs. We need you to do some side work. They called it side work. And that meant clock out for the evening, but don't leave. Stay here and work for 2 to 4 or more hours unpaid.
Now, you and other reporters at the Post spoke to several of the workers. I was tweeting some of what some of them were saying. Tell me a little bit about what stood out to you in their testimony.
Well, the main thing was just how they were participants in a system in which a lot of this was unspoken, but the understanding was, look, we gave you a job even though your documents are fake. Therefore, you owe us something, and it's going to be hard for you to leave. So when we put demands on you, like work unpaid hours, work a 60-hour week but without extra pay for overtime, you know, no vacation days, no health insurance, that you as a worker will accept these conditions because, you know, as one manager put it to us, where else are they going to go?
And let's talk a little bit about how the allegations even came to light, because we know that the president has had undocumented workers in places like Mar-a-Lago, for example. How did these allegations come to light?
Well, they came to light at Westchester because the Trump Organization in January abruptly fired all the undocumented workers they had at the club. There were 11 at the time, which was about half of the kind of skeleton crew that was there in the winter. They had been embarrassed by a New York Times story back in December that pointed out that one of the workers at Bedminster, who ironed Donald Trump's underwear and made his bed, was undocumented. And that led them to do what they called an internal audit, where they discovered, wow, they've got undocumented workers at a number of golf clubs. They fired them all, and that brought them out into the light, took away the jobs that were keeping them silent, and now they've started telling their stories both to us and to law enforcement.
Has the Trump Organization responded?
Yes, they responded by saying I think the words were utter nonsense. They called these workers' accounts utter nonsense and said that they had procedures in place to make sure that this sort of thing wasn't done. They've also said they were unaware that they had any undocumented workers until.
How is that possible, David? I mean, how can one be unaware that one has undocumented workers working, particularly if they're working past the clocked time?
Well, that's what's so important about this story was before the Trump Organization had said, look, they gave us these documents. How are we to know they were fraudulent? Of course, when they really checked them, they found they were fraudulent. But that's what's so important about this story, which is it shows knowledge of the fact that these folks were undocumented, and it shows exploitation of that fact, use of that fact by Trump management. They said, hey, you know, we need to cut down on overtime. Who can we lean on? Well, these undocumented folks who we know are undocumented and have the least leverage.
What do we know so far about the New York Attorney General's inquiry into this?
It seems to be ongoing. As you said, about 30 folks who are former undocumented employees of the Trump Golf Club have spoken to the New York Attorney General's investigators. That started back in January. It continues now. There are some workers who have been scheduled for follow-up interviews in the next couple of weeks. What we don't know is whether they've talked to managers, and we don't know what kind of documents they've gathered. But the interviews by the New York AG seem pretty extensive.
And David, I'm wondering, what does this, I mean, in your piece, you say this could raise awkward political questions for Trump. Would this be something that raises those questions? I feel like those questions have been raised in the past. Why do you say this could be the thing?
Well, I think this whole subject, and the more we write about it, the more people are going to know about it. The idea being, as President Trump was attacking others for attacking undocumented immigrants and the people who hired them and saying these people are exploiting American workers. They're hurting American workers. They're causing a problem that we have to, you know, take all these steps to get rid of. At the same time, he is quietly exploiting the same kind of workers, using the same dynamics to his own personal benefit. And that wasn't something that happened 10 years ago. That was something that continued into his campaign and into his presidency, both of which were so focused on undocumented immigration.
How does this fly? How does this fly with Trump supporters? Do we know?
Well, I haven't been out on the road talking to people, but there was a really interesting story in the Washington Examiner a couple of weeks ago where they went out and talked to people in, I believe it was Iowa, staunch Trump supporters about this. And those folks knew about it and were also troubled by it. You know, obviously there's some people for whom their faith in Donald Trump will never be shaken, but people were thinking about this. What does it mean that he was apparently a hypocrite on this issue? What does it mean that he was giving himself a private benefit that he now is attacking other people for taking? It seemed like it was affecting their thinking about the president. It kind of in contrast to this idea that Trump voters, you know, are not taking in new information.
This feels also like it's something that flies under the radar often, David, in businesses across the industry in hospitality. I mean, this feels like it is widespread practice to hire undocumented immigrants and have them working these hours. Is this just Trump properties or is that the norm?
No, there are people who do it the right way. There are people who do it with E-Verify and take steps to make sure that they aren't hiring undocumented workers. The Trump Organization in general did not use E-Verify until very recently. There are other people that do it Trump's way. He's not the only one. But it's shown that he is, at least at clubs like in Westchester, he wasn't taking any extra steps. Even as he told everybody that this was the most important issue to him, illegal immigration, he was not taking any steps in his own business to sort of make himself a model or even to bring himself up to sort of the leading standard of the industry. He was doing the bare minimum.
David Farenthold is a Washington Post reporter covering President Trump's businesses and conflicts of interest. You can find a link to his new reporting with Joshua Partlow at our website, thetakeaway.org. Our producer also reached out to the Trump Organization for comment, but we have not received a reply. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.